Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A sharp U-turn in policy by the British government today is bringing some calm to financial markets. I'm David Brancaccio. In the UK, the new government of Conservative Prime Minister Liz Truss today abandoned a flagship economic policy. The 45% tax rate on higher earners will now stay. That's for people making about $170,000 a year or more. All the borrowing necessary if that rate were lowered threw financial markets into a tizzy last week and concerned people in Britain worried about higher interest rates that would follow. The BBC's Rob Watson has more.
Both markets and voters alike have a problem in taking them seriously as a grown-up government, and I think it's going to be quite difficult to restore that. I think a lot of people, both inside the Conservative Party and outside, think that actually the last week or so really represents a sea change in British politics, and that the lack of faith that the voters now have in the governing Conservatives and in Liz Truss in particular, the handling of the economy, is unrecoverable from. Now, there's possibly 2 years to go until the next general election, so that might change. But I think there is a sort of feeling that a sea change has happened in British politics that will eventually lead to the Conservatives losing office.
Rob Watson, BBC there. Here, the bond market's calm with the 10-year rate down 3.76%. Stock futures mixed with S&P futures up 0.1%, but down 0.3% for NASDAQ futures. The price of oil is up more than 4% this morning, about $83 a barrel, with the oil producers' cartel OPEC unhappy with lower oil prices, planning a big cut in production to goose up the price. ExxonMobil stock up 2.7% in pre-market trading now. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden travel to Puerto Rico today and will be in Florida Wednesday to view firsthand hurricane damage. The president will authorize some new federal aid. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
President Biden is expected to announce millions more in federal funding for Puerto Rico to build a new flood warning system and shore up levees and flood walls. The president and first lady are scheduled to meet with local residents and community leaders and get a briefing on how the recovery from Hurricane Ian is going. Thousands of people in Puerto Rico are still without power. Search crews are still trying to rescue storm survivors in Florida, and hundreds of thousands of people there still don't have power. President Biden issued a major disaster declaration for Florida and said he would do, quote, whatever it takes to help the state rebuild. It's not clear if the president will meet with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. President Biden also approved emergency declarations for North and South Carolina, where there was heavy flooding from Hurricane Ian. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's turn now to China, where the ruling Communist Party will convene its 20th Congress this month. There's not a shred of suspense when it comes to one key decision. The party will extend their president's mandate for a new 5-year term. The Economist magazine has just put out a podcast on President Xi Jinping's backstory, with the magazine itself going deep on the man this week. I'm joined now by The Economist's editor-in-chief, Zanny Minton-Beddoes. Good morning.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. Occasionally one sees reports here and there that COVID lockdowns or slowing economy in China could put Xi Jinping's leadership in question, but your team's reporting finds this man remains on the ascendancy.
Absolutely. I think when the Party Congress convenes for its 5-yearly gathering on October 16th, it's pretty certain that Xi Jinping will be reappointed as party leader, and he is going to be there for a while. People suspect possibly even for life if he wants it. But our sense, there have been rumors about coups, all manner of things that hit social media very briefly, but my team senses that he is very much in charge.
We're going to start equating him with Mao Zedong here, right?
Well, he's very different to Mao. I mean, one thing that is interesting, the more you learn about him, is what he learned from that era. As you know, we've just launched this podcast called The Prince, which is a 8-part narrative podcast that really delves into Xi Jinping's life, his rise, and how he wields power. And I'm not a Sino expert, but I was absolutely gripped by his story. And what I hadn't realized is quite how much he was influenced by his early life. And it's striking, David, you know, I was thinking about it. Xi Jinping is, you know, perhaps apart from President Biden, you know, the most powerful man in the world. And yet we know so little about him and about China. And it paints a portrait of a man who absolutely knows how to wield power. And that's why we called it The Prince, with a, you know, direct reference, of course, to Machiavelli.
President Xi was once seen as a reformer, but it is hard to square that with a man who's aggressively purging rivals, going after ethnic minorities, and ramping up the focus on political ideology there.
It is. He was thought of as likely to be a reformer when he first came into this position. And I think it's interesting to reflect on why everyone thought that. And one reason, I think, is perhaps because of his father. So he was a princeling. His father was purged by Mao, but then rehabilitated under Deng. And under Deng seemed to be a reformer. So people thought, you know, like father, like son. And so people thought, I think because of his heritage and because they didn't know very much about him, that he was likely to be a reformer. And you're absolutely right. That's turned out to be completely wrong. He has been absolutely single-minded about reasserting the party's power. And he's very clear, and he says it, you know, east, west, south, north, the party leads everything. That is the sort of one of the many Xi Jinping mantras. For him, the party's centrality in Chinese life can't be overstated, and he sees himself very much at the apex of this party.
Zanny Minton-Beddoes, editor of The Economist. Also, don't miss The Economist's new narrative podcast about the life of Xi Jinping. It's called The Prince. Zanny, thank you.
Thank you.
And the U.S. Supreme Court, with its conservative supermajority, begins a new term. The panel will hear oral arguments today in a case that could roll back the Environmental Protection Agency's powers under the Clean Water Act. That law gives the EPA authority over what's vaguely termed navigable waters, but are ditches, little streams, and fragile wetlands navigable, per se? The case at hand involves a couple in Idaho who want to fill in a boggy part of their property near a lake. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.